And that was a couple songs from a band called Lacuna Coil. We got to see them live, opening up for Apocalyptica. We really weren't knowledge in this band, but we saw them perform, and they were pretty amazing. So, yes. So that was Lacuna Coil. They did a cover of Depeche Mode. DJ Silent, what did you think of that?
Depeche Mode.
Can you get a little closer to the mic, DJ Silent?
Depeche Mode.
How's that?
That's excellent. Thank you. And then their song, Delirium. Hey, this is Sakura Underground. I am DJ Sakura. That is DJ Silent.
This is usually my show.
This is pretty much your show. You have a lot of songs this week. I have a lot of songs, too. I hope we can squeeze it all in.
Sure.
We have a song from Fields of the Nephilim.
I thought Killing Joke was next.
No.
Okay.
No. Moon Child. Why are we playing Fields of the Nephilim?
Their debut album came out like 30-something years ago this week.
30-something. Is it the Nephilim or is it a different album?
No, the Fields of the Nephilim.
Oh. Well, this song is not from that album.
It was from, I don't know, but their first album came out 30-something years ago this
week. Wow. Well, here's...
I've always liked them, but there was a very strange group that followed them religiously. They were like the Deadheads on acid. Deadheads times 10.
The Nephilim? They called the Nephilim?
Well, they... Fields and Nephilim. And then... They became the Nephilim, and then they had another name, I think.
What a very deep band.
Carl McCoy's insane.
He's in a movie.
Hardwired.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to play Moonchild, because that's epic, and you got to hear it. Do you have anything to say?
Play it.
Okay. No!
Despite
Moonchild! Moonchild! Are they singing about the Aleister Crowley book, Moonchild?
I've always wondered about that.
That is a good question. So
they were always an interesting band. I always liked them. I was not as into them as everybody else was.
No.
They had a following somewhat like the Grateful Dead's Deadheads.
Well, I think all bands have that following.
Yeah, but this one was strange because the Fields and the Nephilim thought they were time traveling fucking cowboys.
They were time traveling fucking cowboys.
They came out of telephone booths on stage.
And you know it who was did that?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who did that. I think Bill and Ted, they did that too.
Yeah.
But they were not time travelers. Unfortunately, they were just from England.
I always liked them, though.
Yeah, they're a good band. But we can make fun of them.
But there's a better band up next.
Who's up next?
I know it's Killing Joke. I just don't remember which song.
We have a couple songs from Killing Joke, actually.
Is the epic one first, or is the epic one?
No, it's second.
Okay.
Okay, so you're listening to drum and bass with DJ Five in the background. Oh. Okay, so here's King and Queens. We'll be right back. kings and queens. Hey, we got another.
Off the album Nighttime.
Yeah.
You want to stop that?
No, never.
That was Kings and Queens off the album Nighttime, which is one of Killing Joke's best albums. It was their breakout album, actually. The song up next is Epic.
There is a guest drummer on this album.
This is an epic song. The lyrics should be paid attention to.
Are you going to make a sad DJ silence?
What?
Are you going to make us sad whenever we have to listen to lyrics?
No.
We get sad.
I'm just saying that with what's going on right now, Killing Joke has predicted shit for years.
Sick, watch where you step.
And you should listen to the lyrics of this song.
Hey, and if you Google this song, there's actual, like, they put this video to Battlestar Galactica.
That's been long gone.
Has it been long gone?
Yeah, it's been, no.
No.
People paid massive fines for that.
Oh, that's so sad because it was epic.
It doesn't exist. We don't talk about it anymore.
We don't talk about it.
It's long gone.
But that was so cool.
It was really good.
Yeah, because it fit along so well.
Yes, it did. But it is.
Battlestar Galactica was epic. Just like this song. So, DJ Salad, what? We're going to listen to it? Do you want to strap yourself in? Strap yourself in.
Mark out the points, build the pyre, assemble different drummers, light up the fire, put on your masks and animal skins. Illumination, illumination, listen to the drums. Between each beat of the drum. Oh, beloved mother of liberty, hold me in your arms.
That was that was a couple songs from Killing Joke.
Did they get recorded?
I don't have no idea. I wasn't paying attention. So, if not, I will edit it and it'll be okay.
This place needs work.
Seriously. We are having Valley Free Radio are having. What was that?
What is that?
That's the radio outside. Sorry. It's okay. We're okay. We're gonna live. We did not die. Not like when you play Elden Ring for the first time. So that was a couple songs from Killing Joke, Death and Resurrection Show, and Kings and Queens. Death and Rex and Rush. That song, that album, that whole album had a guest drummer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who?
Guess who it was?
Tell me.
It was Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and Nirvana.
Yeah, there's a whole long story behind why he did that.
Well, it's really cool. He's a great drummer. So, yeah, that's a cool album.
And they had recorded the entire album except for the drums. He came into everything but the drums.
Well, you know, that album is pretty epic. That has Killing Asteroid.
Killing Joke are one of the more interesting bands when they're in the studio because the drums come last.
That's different. Okay.
Yeah. The drums come last.
Okay.
Apparently they always have.
Oh, okay. Well, that's some picks from DJ Silence. We have a block. We have a block of music coming up from Echo and the Bunnymen. Frontman, Ian McCullough.
Had a birthday this week. He's old.
He's old and he's very tall.
Yes.
How old did he turn?
63 or 4, 5. He's in his 60s.
But you know what? They're still touring, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still rocking. We got a couple songs from Echo and the Bunnymen up next. We have The Killing Moon, the symphonic version.
You had to have that version.
I had to. We have. He would have DJ Silence's favorite song by them, Bedbugs, Ballyhoo, Belch.
Yes.
And then a song that they written. It was the first song that they ever written. What is going on, DJ Silent? Only on Sucker Underground will you hear such wonderful sounds.
In your arms, too late to beg you, or cancel it, though I know it must be the killing time, unwillingly mine. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him. In starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon too soon. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him. Fate
up against your will, through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him. You give yourself to him. La, 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 la,
It's one of the first songs we ever wrote. Just where I'm going, but I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can, cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put up into my veins. And I tell you things aren't quite the same when I'm rushing on my run, and it shoots up the dropper's neck when I'm closing in on death. Yeah, I'm closing in on death. Yeah, who's in our basement? Mixing up the medicine. Who's in government? Mixing up the medicine. Mixing up the poison. It's my wife, it's my wife. Well, what do you think? Is there a future in a heart phone? Well, what do you think? We'll be right back.
That was a nice ending to Echo and the Bunnymen block. That last song was written by Echo and the Bunnymen.
It was their first song.
It was their first song they ever wrote.
But it was written by Lou Reed.
No, we are mistaken. That was an Echo and Bunnymen song.
No.
We are mistaken.
No.
Before that was DJ Silent's favorite Echo song, Babe Bug's Ballyhoo.
The most 60s song ever recorded. That was from the 60s.
Yeah, it's a good song. I love it. And then Killing Moon, the symphonic version. Faith. Happy birthday, Ian McCullough, who turned 65 or 4 or 3 or 6.
Old.
You're old now.
Join the club.
Yes. Up next, we're going to rock with some IMX.
We are completely changing directions now.
We are going into another direction. We have IMX, She Wants Revenge, Apocalyptica. And then I have some new music from Nakamura. We have a little bit of Japanese on this Sakura Underground. Right now we come with Knives.
Kinder und Sterne küssen und verlieren sich, greifen leise meine Hand und führen mich. Traumgötter brachten mich in eine Landschaft, Schmetterlinge flatterten durch meine Seele. Kinder und Sterne küssen und verlieren sich, greifen leise meine Hand und führen mich. Die Traumgötter brachten mich in eine Landschaft, in der Mitternacht. Thank you.
yeah they do. Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last. Either way he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like. And now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her, I want to hold you close. Skin pressed against me tight. Lie still, close your eyes girl. So lovely it feels so right. I want to hold you close. Soft breath beating hard. As I whisper in your ear, I wanna fucking tear you apart. Fucking tear you apart.
I try to make it through my life in my
side. I always try to stay.
Thanks for tuning into this week's Sakura Underground. Those last three songs were my picks. We had Apocalyptica, I Don't Care, US version. Tear You Apart from She Wants Revenge, and IMX, I Come With Knives. We celebrated frontman Ian McCullough with a block of Echo and the Bunnymen. We had some Killing Joke, some Nephilim, and we started off with Lacuna Coil. We had a great rockin' show. I do have a couple songs off of the new Nakamura CD, Argos. So I'm gonna leave you with that. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, DJ Silent. Thanks for tuning into this Sakura Underground.
You're welcome.
We're back. We're back to play music from all over the place. That's not Japan, but we do have some Japan songs. check out I Heard J-Rock on Saturdays. Here is The Devastated World and Red Soil from Argos from Nocturnal Bloodlust.
Thanks, Nina.
Thanks, everyone.
Everyone.
Thank you. And that was New Nakamura. So, yeah, thanks for tuning into this Sekar Underground. We'll be back. We'll be doing more music. So, until next time, bye-bye.